Today's Amud for Chazara is Yevamos Mem Chesam and Aleph. We're holding a Mem Zayin and Mabez, six lines to the bottom, Echad Ger, Echad Evan Meshuchar. So the Brice had mentioned that this Gerus process applies to a Ger, and it also applies when the person freezes Evan. So Kasalka Daituch Lekabel Lavo Mitzvahs. That what it means is that just like a Ger needs to be Mekabel the Mitzvahs, so to an Evan, when you free him, he needs to be Mekabel the Mitzvahs. You can't do it Bel Karchai. Now, asked the Gemara, we learned in the Braisa, that only a Ger requires Kabbalah's mitzvahs. Avav Eved Meshuchar ain't Zarech L'Kabbal, and Eved Meshuchar does not need Kabbalah's mitzvahs. So it's a stira. So I'm Rav Sheshah's L'Kasha, Rav Shimon Elazar HaRabban, and it's Machlokes Tanoim, the Tanya, like we learned in the Braisa. It says, Va'esha Sefas Tayar, Uvachsa Savia Vesima Yerach Yamim. So when is it said? Says the Braisa, when is it said that the Esha Sefas Tayar requires this whole process? It's only Shal Kibbalah. It's only if she wasn't mekabel the mitzvahs of a kibla aleha matvilu mutter b'miyad. If she's mekabel the mitzvahs, she could go to the mikvah and she's mutter right away to the soldier. Whereas Rav Shimon Elazar Eimer that afa pishul loy kibla aleha kaifu matvilu l'shem shivchas. That even without kabbalah's mitzvahs, a person could make her into a shivcha bal karcha, and then v'chayizur matvilu l'shem shivchas u'mishachra, and then he could free her bal karcha u'mutter b'miyad, and he's mutter to her right away. It doesn't need any kabbalah's mitzvahs. You see, it's machlokes between the chacham and Rav Shimon Elazar whether there is a requirement of kabbalah's mitzvahs. Now, before we get back to this, as the Gemara that Amar Rava, my time in Rav Shimon Elazar, what's Rav Shimon Elazar's makar? Tichsev, because the pasuk says by Karban Pesach that kol eved ish miknas kasef, miknas kasef. It says that if a person has an eved that does not have a milah, so he has to give him a bris milah before he's allowed to eat from the Karban Pesach. So the Gemara asks, eved ish v'li eved isha, is this halacha limited to the eved of a man and not the eved of a woman? Is that really true? Ella, what it means is eved ish atamal bal karchoi v'atamal ben ish bal karchoi. That an eved that's a man, that's a bardas, so you could mal him against as well. But a ben ish, if a person converts and now he wants his son to convert with him, even though his son is already a bardas, he's already a gadol, so then he's not allowed to convert him bal karchai. So you see though, by an eved though, there is a halacha that you're allowed to convert him bal karchai. That's Rav Shimon Elazar's makar. Whereas for Rabbanan Amar Ulak, the kashim shiatamal ben ish bal karchai, kachi atamal eved ish bal karchai. Then no, just like a ben ish, you're not allowed to be mal bal karchai. So to an eved ish, you're not allowed to be mal bal karchai. Velaksev kol eved ish, but the pasuk says eved ish. Homi bayle the chedesh Shmuel. The Rabbanan will tell you that pasuk is for Shmuel's drasha. Amar Shmuel a mafkir avadai avda yatzal lecheres. Said if a person instead of freeing his eved, he's mafkir his eved, so the eved goes for free. Ve'ein tzarich get shichur. He does not need to collect a get. He gets to go straight out. He can marry Yisraelis. He's not considered an eved anymore. Shneimer, as the pasuk says, kol eved ish miknas kasef. We dash him from there. Eved ish vali eved isha. Again, the same kasha. Only the eved of an ish, but not the eved of an isha. An Eved is only considered an Eved if he belongs to someone, if he's an Eved Ish. But if he's not an Eved Ish, if he doesn't belong to someone, if he's Hefker, so then he's not called an Eved, he's not going to require a Get Shechur. Now, going back to what we were saying, so Rav Sheshes answered the steer in the Braisa, and the two Braises, by saying that it's Machlokes Rav Shimon Elazar and the Chachamim. However, Maskov of our Papa, Emer, Dishamash and Rabbanan. When do we see that the Rabbanan said that the lady needs, that there is a requirement for Kabbalah's mitzvahs? That's only be a fast tire, the Ishaicha be mitzvahs. Maybe that was only by an Ashes a fast tire, because until now she wasn't even Shaykh be mitzvahs. Aval Eved is Shaykh be mitzvahs, but when it comes to freeing an Eved, then until now he's already Shaykh be mitzvahs, because he's Chayv Mitzvahs Kisha. He already went through a Miksas Geiris. He had Milo Tfilo when he became an Eved. So maybe Hachanami Dafilo Rabbanan Maidu. So then maybe even the Rabbanan would agree that when you free him, he does not need Kabbalah's Mitzvahs, and we're back to the Stira and the Braises. And says the Gemara even more than that, the Tanya, I'll prove it to you that that's the Shita of the Rabbanan, that when it comes to an Eved Meshuchar, there's no need for Kabbalah's Mitzvahs. The Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, that Echad Ger V'Echad Lekech Eved Min Oivik Lechavim, that both when it comes to a Ger, and when it comes to buying an Eved from a guy who never went through any Geiris process yet, so Tzarech L'Kabo, he needs Kabbalah's mitzvahs. It's much Maduik from the Braisa, that Halakeach Misrael ain't Tzarech L'Kabo. That if you buy an Eved from a Jew, where the Eved already went through that Geiris process, he's already Shayach from mitzvahs, and now you want to free him, so now he's going to become Chayav and Mitzvahs Kisrael, so ain't Tzarech L'Kabo, he does not need Kabbalah's mitzvahs, because he's already Shayach from mitzvahs. So now money, who's the Tan of this Braisa? Yerub Shemen Lazar, Amr L'Kabo, Nami ain't Tzarech L'Kabo. lekabel. It can't be that the Tanu of the Braisa is Rav Shimon ben Elazar, because he holds even when there's no shayches to mitzvahs, there's no need for kabbalas mitzvahs, like by Yeshus Yifas Tayar. Elalav Rabbanan. It must be it's going like the Rabbanan, Ushma Minadu, Lekeach Menoevi Kuchavim Tzarech lekabel, Avokeach Meisrael ain't Tzarech lekabel. You see, it's only when he's not shayches to mitzvahs, that's when there's a chiv to be mekabel mitzvahs. But an Evan Meshuchr does not need kabbalas mitzvahs. So Velakasha Echad Ger Vechad Evan Meshuchr. So we have a kasha now on our Braisa and Yevamis, which said about this whole Braisa of describing the Geirus process. The Braisa ends off. It says Echad Ger Vechad Evan Meshuchr, that this is true both by a ger and also by an evan meshuchar, seemingly that he needs to have kabbalas mitzvahs. So says the Gemara, no, it's not talking about kabbalas mitzvahs. Kitanya hila in tefillah tanya. It's just saying that he requires tefillah. Tanu Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa, going to the parsha of Eishes Yivas Tayar, the pasuk says Vegilcha Esreisha Va'asa Siparneh, that she shaves off her hair and she has to asasa Siparneh. So Rabbi Eliezer Aimer Takutz, it means she has to cut her nails. Rabbi Kiva Aimer Tegadol, means she has to grow her nails. Am Rabbi Eliezer Nemra Asiya Bereish and Nemra Asiya Bitziparneh, that we could make a hekesh. It says that she's supposed to do something with her hair and also with her nails. Malo Halan Avara Avkan Avara, just like her hair, she cuts it off. So to her nails, she cuts it off. Whereas Rabbi Kiva, he says the same drasha, but in a different way. The nemrasi b'raish, the nemrasi b'tziparnayim, ma'alahala nivol afkanivol. Just like by your hair, the idea is to do something that's disgusting, to do an act of nivol. So too by her nails, the idea is to do something which is nivol. By nails, the way you do nivol is by growing it long. So that's what it means by nails. Now says the Gemara that v'ray l'divir Rabbi Eliezer, we have a ray to Rabbi Eliezer that v'asasa means to cut it short, because the pasuk says if he b'yishes ben shol yara the kras hamel David li'asa raglov li'asa sefamai, he didn't do his nails, his toenails, and he didn't do his mustache. Mayasiya havara, it means he didn't cut it short. He let it grow out in order to share David, to show David that he was with him in his tzar, that Avshalom had just died. So you see, Asiya is a lashon of Havara. Tanu Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa, Uvachsa Saviya Ves Ima, that says, by Eishes Yifas Tayar, we let her cry over her parents. So Rabbi Eliezer, Aimer Avia Avia Mamish, Ima Ima Mamish, it means literally her parents. Whereas Rabbi Kiva, Aimer Avia Vima Zu Avaydes Kechavim, it means her Avaydes Zara. We let her cry over her religion that she's leaving. V'chenu Aimer, like the Pasuk says, that Avaydes Zara is called a person's parents by a guy, Aimer Mleitz Aviata. That's what the Pasuk says. You see, that for a person who's Avid Avaydes Zara, it's called an Av. Yerach Yamim, it says we let her cry for Yerach Yamim. So it says the Tanakama that Yerach means Shloishim Yamim, it means 30 days. However, Shem ben Elazar Aimer, it means Tishim Yamim, it means 90 days. How does he get to 90? Because Yerach is Shloishim, Yamim means another Shloishim, and then it says V'achar Kain, they could be together. So V'achar Kain is Mashma another Tekufa, which means another Shloishim. Maslava Ravino, Yim Yerach Shloishim, Yamim Shloishim, V'achar Kain Kihani. Maybe Yerach means 30, Yamim means another 30, and V'achar Kain means after another period like that period, which means a total of another 60 days, which means a total of 120. So says the Gemara Kasho.